I know it is genuine and a Manx folk song because I wrote it myself last night. And it goes to a Scottish tune. Okay.
Would you be after singing it in Irish?
No. Not at this stage in the evening, sir. If Douglas does take over Uncombe, I'll be paying through the nose. But what I'll get for all that money is a thing that no one knows. Ilkenady Tooranay, Ilkenady Tooranay, Ilkenady Louden Louden, sing along with me today. We just had a Keys election. Mr. Vereker thought he would not fail, but the Castletown electors much preferred the name of Quail. Ilkenady Tooranay, Ilkenady Tooranay, Ilkenady Louden Louden, come along and sing with me. Now if we had an oil refinery, we'd be in an awful fix, for it is a law of nature, oil and visitors do not mix. Ilkenady Tooranay, Ilkenady Tooranay, Ilkenady Louden Louden, that is all I have to say.
From the time we were lumpers together, racing on the silver sands, bumping in the harbour. But when one's is growing up, the mind's is growing too, and often enough for seeing things from different points of view. So Morg and me had a little fallout. I'm forgetting what it was all about, but off she goes with some fiddler or other that never should have been read at the mother. And only done to make me jealous, and it did too, for I longed and I sighed like a bellus. And of me made too, and failing that slack, like seeing everything mortal black, oh, and cussed with everything in me track. And that's the far I went so late, to put a sight on the wishing gate. The wishing gate was up at Falloon, where all your wishing is bound to come through. And whether it's Bognard or whether it's not, Maud Phyllis Bean is the woman I've got. Well, I was coming back, brooding, brooding, past the little falcon of Jackie Hooden. Pete's cottage, they say himself's calling it, but aging the weather's doing on it, and falling. Oh, I hadn't gone far past the water trough, it's like you'll call me a tootin' a boy bog, but fear stopped me brooding. And up I slowed, for I won a bit like in that old Douglas Road. For I'd often had tell old check in the breath, Betsy Joan of Ollier's death. And the bridge below was as black as tar where them big shady beech trees are. And I couldn't go another step further towards the road of that horrible murder. And then there was something coming looking model like the form of a woman and carrying something in her hands that was looking like Betsy Craw's milk cans. And here was this thing coming and coming and my legs all feeling a certain numbing. Then my hair stood up like, on my head like a comb, for instead of taking her own road home, on she was coming, straight for me. Frightened, I gripped hold of the tree. And when she drew level and stood like a stook, every joint in me body shook. It fair took the wind out of me, and I fell to the ground when I let go of the tree. At last, though, she shouted, "Och, och, you boy, bog! Thou bother be putting cold tea in thy jug. Thou deserves to lie in the hedge all night if thou can't go to Ramsay without getting tight. If I was the woman, I'd give thee skelter. It's not under my roof thou'd be finding shelter. Thou haven't got the spunk of a louse. Here's me with me ox this fair broke, me lord, and thy legs won't carry thyself on the road." I couldn't say nothing but just sit still while her tongue went on like the clap of a mill. If I'd tell her I took her for Betsy Lake Craw, she might have, oh well, you never know. But I'm thinking she was just as frightened as me, or she'd never have let her tongue run so free. For the jowjik she jawed all the time she was going, and away in the darkness I could hear her jawing, just like a thunderstorm passing away, but laying me brain as clear as the day.
Songs in nice Gaelic by Mrs. Kennell.
Well, first I'd like to sing a whole song of unrequited love, Gray McCree, a love of my heart. Oh, Gray McCree, oh, melon marum, oh, Gray McCree. Grime a creamer, shine thou ish gay in best of gush. O Tom a cree ish seeking to in it, as Tom a egna trunjalen. Nish Tom a thigh like in serving chapter. O Grime a Cree, O Gaius Darun, O Grime a Cree, O Velodush, as man agnoim in Grime a Cree, shine thou with
jolly, it's Arena Jinnan, Irisus, which is a song of the travelling beggars.
Irisus, Irisus, O Magui, a begvui, Zonthan port nesha vei, Irilil. Irisus, Irisus, Zonthan grian trogol gemo, as then fell ek al gere yunzishus. Irisus, Irisus. Nak fel shin, nak fel shin, o banana nak dui, an in gath en kamogi as a way. Nak fel shin, son in me, gleba mag in thayoli, as lak shen shun narach an pain lay. Nak fel shin, nak fel shin. Irisus, Irisus, o magulia beg mai, yau in pot, irilir. Irisus, Irisus, as yourish the gray, as Kaviva na jinn and nuns in oot, Irisus, Irisus.
Especially for Miss Douglas, because I know she likes it, it's the other slumber song, Aran Savenya.
Thank you.
Oh, be the host, no other bunch.
kid, the pig's kidney leg would touch it. It was so poor and thin. I'm a rankle kenny, rumpled the ghoulish, I am the ghoulish leisure than your gear. A creamy animal, hankery cabal, a gear more gentle than your gear. Ren a book and chaggle, mass ren a scrisper, my dear, the be ren at lighting. A gin and name you, Jane, than your book, a gobbled story, the leshkin loy.
When the Manx were going a speaking on the pulpit and all, it was going for all. At the lick of the old arch shaking. Them was the times, the old fashioned times, when the weaver was bringing the newses, and cloven a bargain out of the wife, or giving the master his views. Them was the times, the prosperous times, when no one was thinking of saving, but having the puns over the key to show the lashings and lavens. Them was the times, the courting times, when the boys to the door were stealing, and busy the dogs were wagging their tails to show there's no ill feeling. Them was the times when the children were going a-rearing on Johnnigs and York and Bonnigs and Broth and sucking on critters and hell. An old farmer just doing the hay, and he had a rest for his lunch, and he sat beside the hedge. And he thought within himself, and it's just called fantasy. In the sun's heat I labour, a forking up the hay, forkload by forkload, and each load is a day. And some are light and easy, and others are heavy and spilled. But as the stack grows greater, it is my life I build.
Olwen, you know, Olwen is a lady's name. And briefly, Olwen, he compares Olwen, his wife, with Olwen of the Bards. His Olwen has rough hands, she tends the children, the garden, does all the chores about the farm, very inelegant. And then he compares her with Olwen of the Bards, graceful. But then he comes to the last verse and he said that he prefers his Olwen to the Olwen of the Bards wouldn't be able to look after his children and so on. Just what do you like? I'll just have a. I'm not too sure whether it's in G. But, I think so. Anyway, we will.
We'll walk along, come on there, but Renneth brydwertha fod dyn, yn i sannan yn mymryn, fod bair po boes yn hanner a ddoli o'i llun. Ond waith gen i ddim am hynny, mae un sy'n anwylach i mi, mae'n canu ar ei lwyd y gegin yn mawr, hon yw fowen i. Mi wn fod rhai glanach ei dwyd lawn, mi wn fod rhai sgannach ei troed, ond beth tas a dwylo fy nghariad mor wyn ac anemon i ffynon y coed. Beth ddoeau o'r tyfu'n ar oelwyd, a'r plant sy'n gen amled a yw'r hi. Doner ei chalon a chaled ei llaw, hon yw fwlen i. Mi glywais fod meillion yn tyfu, ble bynnag rai olwen bar, a cherlais o amgylch fy nhyddin glad, a dychwelais i rod i yngar. Doedd syndyn all gyfrif mae'n llion, a'r blodau sy'n chwerthin mor ffri, lle cerddol yn arall sy'n ddigon ddi sôn, hon yw fawen i. Pan edyf ym hant o'r hyn o lwyd, a minnau ym llesg ac yn hen, o ferfyd disgwyl i awen y bair fod yno a chysan y gwyn. Ond mi wna'n am un fydd yn glanu, yn glanu tra croeswyd fy lli, i fydd rolaf i droi o'i chen, hon yw fawen i.
It'll sound much better with a harp, believe you.
You will know where you're going to from here, signpost. First part of an animal, last part a valley, foxtail. First part a plaything, second part 2/3 of a pig, a leg. How on earth did the hens roost out here? The chickens rock.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
A rather exposed banqueting place for Sir Galahad, Sir Lancelot, etc. The round table.
Yes.
Will a hairless athlete succeed? Baldwin. How long do your hats, men? Windy corner.
And women.
A member of... Hold on, dear women, did you say?
Still Wendy Corner.
A member of the Teutonic race of Paris, Germany.
Yeah.
A home for the little people, Fairy Cottage.
Yeah. Oh, I have fairy
creatures.
It's
a cottage for
them. Yes, I think Fairy Cottage is better. All dressed up, complete with kilts, bonnet, and bonnet, lavender. Did the birds which fed Elijah live here, Ravensdale? What house or now an hotel is built on Irish soil in the
Fortland?
Where did Tyndall used to be held, Ren Hurling? Or Crumgarla, or I suppose
Childfish Market.
Be for him the
one singing between. I'd rather big altos and basses moving out than our lesser friends, the tenors and the sopranos, there. Sorry, the tenors are giving us a part, but you always are, these kind of things. Right, let's go back to the Allegro, okay? One.
One, two, three.
Bail.